Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Alan Ladd, Master Gardener, and going to talk about the garden seminar coming right up. Good morning to you, Alan.
Good morning, LaVon. How are you?
Good. Hope you're the same. And we're back to having a garden seminar. Lots of things coming back.
Yes, that's the exciting part. On Saturday, March 19th, coming right up, the Gardening from the Ground Up is the theme for our show this year, and we're anticipating a good crowd because we didn't get to have it last year, and we've got it scheduled for the Cass County Community Center, and it'll be from 9 to 12:30 on Saturday the 19th of March.
So people can come to the garden seminar, and then they have an afternoon left to, well, I don't know, shop or visit or whatever they want to do, talk about what they learned. So, you were the chairman of the committee who had to find some speakers, and we have a variety of speakers on a variety of topics. And I know one of them that you contacted was, or two of them actually, from West Potawatomi. You want to talk about them a little bit?
Yes, Diana Bensing and Dean Spar have been longtime master gardeners from West Potawatomi County, and they're going to be our keynote kickoff speakers talking about vegetable gardening, making the most of what you have. And as we think about gardening, we don't have to have a lot of fancy tools or a lot of space or things like that. So we're going to kind of get back to some of the basics or beginning things, but also we'll be talking about some new things that our experienced gardeners might want to know as well.
So for that whole range of experience, but, you know, when you're saying you don't have to have a lot of space, it used to be people thought they had to have this big plot and you had to have a tiller and all these kinds of things. But we found out small spaces like raised beds and containers could still give you a lot of produce.
Oh, that's right. And the nice thing is that it doesn't take a lot of time and effort if you have a smaller space. And, of course, you always want to plant a little extra so you can share with your neighbor. And always leave those surprise zucchini on the doorstep in the middle of the night.
That's for sure. If you want something that's sure to grow and have lots of it, well, zucchini can be on your list. And some people really love to eat it, too. So,
oh, that's right.
Yeah,
that's
in lots of different ways. And another major topic, and I guess we could talk a little bit about, there's the beginning speaker or the two that you just talked about, and then that's followed by a panel, and then a break, and then some lightning learning sessions. And I'll just mention the panel. I don't know, have you used any cover crops in your garden, Alan?
I have not. Other than the weeds that come out after I'm done, I guess that's a cover crop.
I guess
too.
It is, but not the kind we want. And we hear about cover crops out in the farm. I mean, we've been talking about those for quite a while. So why can't we have some of those advantages in our gardens as well as out in those big plots? So I think we've got a few good people there. Ruth Bloomquist, who her specialty is soil health, and of course, cover crops make for healthier soil. Denise O'Brien, who's used cover crops in her garden, and then Ann Carey, who's from the Department of Horticulture at Iowa State University. Do you know anything about Ann?
She'll be a great resource, and I think she has some experience with it. I know all of them will be talking about some of the methods that you can use, some of the challenges, also the benefits, and varieties of the different cover crops that we want to utilize.
Yeah, that's an important topic because sometimes you think, well, those cover crop seeds aren't available to you. So it's good to find out what's available and what maybe you don't want to use as a cover crop. So that's a whole new topic to us, Alan.
That's right. And so we want to bring, you know, research-based information to our gardeners and to our master gardeners. And so we think this will be a great session to participate in.
Mm-hmm. Okay, lightning learning, that's what we started a couple of years ago where people could choose this time among four topics and get to choose three. And they're just like 20-minute sessions. You can learn a lot in 20 minutes, but you get to have lots of different topics, and people seem to really, really like that. So one of those, again, is by an Iowa State horticulturist. Can you tell us about Aaron?
Yes, Aaron has a fairly new addition to the Iowa State Extension staff, but several people may recognize and know him from public broadcasting, PBS. He does some gardening horticulture shows on Saturdays, and some of the different ones that he'll be, that the different sessions include flower arranging, container gardening, tool care. You know, sometimes we just throw our tools in the shed and forget about them, but they need some TLC on occasion as well. And also air plants. Should be some good short sessions on those topics.
And when I look at the topics, Alan, I think there's that variety. If you're talking about houseplants, we're talking about air plants. If you want to arrange flowers, we've got that, as well as the beginning and the kind of experiential gardening. There's that whole range of topics that is being offered.
Right. And I think, you know, even if you are an experienced gardener, it's great to make new contacts and learn some little tidbits that might even, you know, make you a better gardener for the future.
That's really important when people get to visit with each other, visit with other gardeners and find out what they're doing. So that's always a big plus for this. Now, Alan, we haven't talked about how to register, when people need to do that, and what the cost is.
Yes. Registration is $20, and that includes a light continental breakfast at 8:30, all the handouts and everything that you'll need for the day. And we would ask that you try and get that done by March 15th. After the 15th, we do have a slight increase up to $25. And you can contact the Cass County Extension office there at the community center and the fairgrounds and get a brochure. It's also on their website, which is extension.iastate.edu/CASS. And you can also give them a call, 712-243-1132. If a person has been to one of our gardening seminars in the past, if you have not already received, you will be receiving shortly a brochure in the mail. If you've never participated, just contact the Extension office and they can get you the proper registration done.
Or if they happen to know a master gardener like you, they could probably talk to you too.
Or, that's right.
Or
that's
me,
right.
Or yeah. Some other folks. So yeah. This is a little bit off the topic and it's maybe a surprise to you, Alan, but why are you a master gardener? What are the benefits?
Well, I think, I mean, not only from my own personal benefit of gardening and working around the yard, but also part of our training is education, and the other part of it is community service or giving back, volunteer hours. And so enjoying getting to help others learn about things, whether that's teaching them or, you know, working in the dirt with somebody else in the soil and planting something, and conversing about gardening and horticulture, that's always a good thing for me.
Yeah. I think there's some saying about you can bury a lot of troubles when you're digging in the dirt.
That's right.
And I always thought about when I pulled weeds, that's the only thing I think about. That's a mind-clearing operation. So there are those kind of benefits also. So let's remind folks again, time, date, place.
Yes. The seminar will be Saturday, March 19th at the Cass County Community Center. From 8:30 is breakfast, and then we'll conclude at 12:30. Registration is $20. Deadline for early bird is the 15th of March. So you need to hurry up and get that in the mail or drop it by the Cass County Extension office.
All right. Yep. March 15th, middle of the month already. Where is that gone? So remember that. That's the deadline, and get your registration done. We want to thank you very much, Alan Ladd, for visiting with us and bringing us up to date on the Master Gardeners Cass County Garden Seminar. And until next time, here's a thought. No two gardens are the same. No 2 days are the same in one garden.